Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
You guys want this game?
Yeah!
Are you all right, ma'am?
The landlord says I have to be out by Saturday.
Then I'll help.
Are you going to knitting class?
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Okay, guys, huddle up. And that was a great practice today. You all worked hard, and I hope you play even harder in the game on Friday. Odyssey will be the state soccer champs, right, guys?
Yeah!
Who's the best?
We are!
Who?
We are!
I can't hear you.
We are!
And who are we?
Odyssey!
All right, now you guys know what happens if we win this game on Friday?
We go to the playoffs.
That's right, Eric. It's the first shot we've had at the championship in 17 years. And we will go to the championship, won't we, guys?
Yeah!
Because we will play our hardest, won't we?
Yeah!
You guys want this game?
Yeah!
Then let's win! Win, win,
yeah!
Win!
Yeah!
All right, now hit the showers, men. Be ready for another hard practice tomorrow.
Yeah! Go, 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 go.
Eric, you were pretty hot today, man.
You guys just make me look good.
Are you gonna go grab some pizza with us?
Tonight? No, I think I'm gonna stay home and go over the statistics again. You know, I think I figured out Connellsville's strategy.
Yeah, yeah. I know their strategy too. Whoever gets the most goals wins.
You're a funny boy.
So, no pizza?
Maybe later this week. Right now I wanna concentrate on the game.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you, Phil.
Hello? Cleaning lady here.
Oh, hi. You can come in. I'm the last one. I'll be out of your way in just a minute.
I can come back.
No, really. I'm just about to leave. It's all right.
Thank you.
Are you all right, ma'am? Do you need any help?
Oh, no. No. I'm fine. Just need to finish cleaning up in here.
Are you sure?
Yes. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have work to do.
Yeah, sure. My name's Eric, by the way.
I know who you are.
Really? I don't think I've seen you in here before.
Why? Have you been looking for me?
Well, no.
I usually work in the morning before you kids get here.
Oh, getting in some overtime, huh?
Something like that.
My mom works a lot of overtime, too.
Hmm.
Well, I'll let you get back to your work. It was nice to meet you. What's your name?
My name is Mrs. Phillips.
Mrs. Phillips. Are you sure you're okay?
What's it matter to you whether I'm okay or not?
I just thought I could... I don't know. I thought maybe I could listen or help you or something.
So you and your soccer friends can laugh at me?
I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't understand.
Maybe not. I didn't mean to bother you.
I just want to be left alone.
It's all right, Mrs. Phillips.
It's so embarrassing.
Look, there must be something I can do. I won't tell anybody, honest. Maybe I can help.
My husband died last year.
I'm sorry.
It all happened so fast, and we didn't plan for it. I mean, he had a little life insurance policy, but the bills just kept piling up, and I haven't been able to pay the mortgage. This is ridiculous. Why am I telling you?
Maybe because you need to. I know how you feel. My family went through something like that, and we lost just about everything.
Did your father die?
No. He's in prison. I remember. I didn't want anyone to know. It was so hard. But there are some really nice people in this town who helped us out.
Well, I wish I knew those people.
You do? Well, you know me. So what's wrong? You can't pay your bills?
No matter how many hours I work, I can't seem to make ends meet. The landlord says I have to be out by Saturday. But the apartment I'm moving to won't let me in until Saturday.
You don't have anyone to help you?
I don't have any family. And I can't afford to pay movers.
Did you say you have to move on Saturday?
Yes.
Then I'll help. I have the whole day free. I can be there first thing in the morning.
No, no, no. I can't have you do that.
Why not? You said you needed help. Really, it's no problem. I'll bet the two of us can get it done in no time.
But it's so humiliating.
You need help, don't you? Besides, I promised I wouldn't tell anyone, and I mean it. I can't think of anything better to do than to help you on Saturday. What time should I be there?
Before you guys go home, I have a very important announcement to make, so listen up. No doubt you heard that a water pipe exploded under Connellsville's playing field. Well, we've gone back and forth about it and decided to move the game to Saturday afternoon.
What? They changed the game?
Hey, hey, now, Eric, relax. We'll get an extra day to practice, so we'll be ready.
Hey, Eric, what's the matter? You look like you just saw a ghost.
Now, each and every one of you will play your hardest in Saturday's game. Right, guys?
Yeah!
I said right, Eric?
Right, Coach.
Hi, Mrs. Phillips. I hope I'm not interrupting your work. I just need to get a book out of my locker.
That's all right. You have to have your books, don't you?
Yeah. Mrs. Phillips, I was wondering, would Friday be a better day for you? I mean, I could do it Friday night.
No. Remember, I can't move in until Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You don't have to do it, you know.
Oh, no. No, I was just wondering. I want to help. I'll be there. 8:30 sharp. Coach Brian, Coach, wait up a sec.
Oh, hey, Eric. Boy, you look great in practice today. Keep moving a ball like that and we'll score a goal before the other team can say World Cup.
Thanks, Coach. Can I ask you a question?
Oh, sure.
I don't know how to explain this, but...
Now, what's the matter? You nervous? Hey, I understand. I remember my first championship game. I threw up in the water bucket. How's that for nervous, huh?
That's great, but...
Look, you leave all the worrying to me. Be sure to get plenty of sleep, and then...
I can't play on Saturday.
What? Don't be silly, Eric. You'll get lots of playing time, probably the whole game. What do you mean you can't play on Saturday?
I made plans for Saturday, Coach. I had no idea the game would be changed.
But this is the big game. You'll just have to change those plans of yours. Nothing could be as important as the playoffs.
Yes, sir, but I made a promise to someone, and I have to keep it.
A promise? What about your promise to the team? What could be more important than that?
I'm sorry, Coach, but I just...
Who's so important, huh?
I gave my word not to tell. It's kind of a personal thing. Well, it's a commitment that I just can't break.
Look, is somebody sick, dying? Give me a clue here.
I can't.
Then what am I supposed to make of this? I thought the team was important to you.
Well, it is, but I didn't know the game was going to be moved to Saturday.
And what's the team supposed to do? I mean, you're our best player. Listen, I want you to get out of that commitment tonight and show up for practice tomorrow. Now, you just tell whoever that you're required to play on Saturday and that you made a promise to be there first.
Well, I don't know if I can do that,
sir. Look, it'll be easy. Whoever it is will understand. And I'll see you tomorrow. Good night, Eric.
Hi, Mom. I'm home.
Eric, I'm glad you're home. Listen, I have some wonderful news.
Really?
Uh-huh. Your grandparents are coming for your game.
What? Are you serious?
Isn't it wonderful? They wanted to be here to cheer you on.
Mom, they can't come.
Huh?
Not this weekend. Why don't they come next week? Or Monday, even?
Eric, what's wrong with you? I thought you'd be excited to see your grandparents again.
I am, but... Oh, man.
Eric, what's wrong?
Mom, the game's been changed to Saturday.
Well, that's all right. They're staying till Tuesday.
But I can't play on Saturday.
Why not?
It's a long story.
I have lots of time. Why can't you play, Eric?
I don't know what to say. I made this promise to someone who really needs my help. Someone who felt like I was the only person she could trust. Well, anyway, I made a commitment for Saturday. But today, Coach told us our game was changed, and I tried to get out of it, but I just can't let this person down.
Who is it, dear?
I promised I wouldn't tell. But Mom, she really needs my help.
Oh, okay, Eric. Calm down.
Coach is upset with me. Wait till everybody finds out. They'll hate me for not playing.
There's no way to postpone your promise to another day?
No.
Well, as long as it isn't something that'll get you in trouble, I guess you'll just have to keep it the way it is. And the team will just have to understand.
But what about Grandma and Grandpa? They can't come now.
Oh, don't worry about them. They'll be happy to see you anyway.
You're not mad?
Oh, Eric, you're doing the right thing. Are you sure you can't tell me what's going on?
I promised.
All right. Then that's good enough for me.
Hey, Eric, you sure are practicing hard today.
Yeah, well, everybody should.
Sure, everybody except you.
What's wrong with you guys?
No, the question is, what's wrong with you? We hear you're whipping out on the game on Saturday.
Who told you that?
That doesn't matter. What matters is you aren't playing, and we want to know why not.
You guys wouldn't understand.
But we do understand. We understand that you're a double-crosser. Yeah, loser. Whose team are you on anyway? He's obviously not on our team.
Cut it out, guys. It wasn't my fault the game was changed.
Oh, you have other plans? Are you going to knitting class?
You guys don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah? We thought you were part of the team, but now we know you're nothing but a traitor.
Why don't you just forget about it?
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Hey! All right, enough of that. Mike, you hit the locker room and cool it.
But, Coach...
I said move it! The rest of you start some laps around the field. I mean now! Except for you, Eric. Front and center.
Coach, I didn't
mean... It's all right. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Did you make up your mind about the game tomorrow?
I can't be there, Coach. I have to keep my promise.
Eric, you gotta help me understand this. What in the world could be more important than this game?
I wish I could tell you.
Well, I'm very disappointed. Very disappointed. I should warn you, Eric. If you do decide to skip out on a game, this may not be the last fight you'll have on your hands. You know how hot-headed some of these guys can get.
Yeah.
And Eric, I may not always be there to protect you.
Practice, Eric.
Fine, Brooke.
Did somebody hit you?
What? No.
Then why is your lip bleeding?
It's nothing. Never mind.
But how come you have blood on
Brooke, forget about it. I'm fine.
You're not very nice today.
Listen. I'm sorry, Brooke. I didn't mean to get mad. Look, don't tell Mom about my lip. Maybe it'll be better by the time I get home, okay?
Why not? Did you get in trouble?
You asked too many questions.
Well, did you?
Yeah, kinda.
Why?
Because I'm not playing in the game tomorrow.
Why not? I thought you liked to play.
I do. But the game was supposed to be today, and then they changed it. You see, I made a promise.
Did you cross your heart?
No.
Then you don't have to keep it.
Yes, I do. A promise is a promise, whether you cross your heart or not.
Really? So when you promised last week to take me to Wits End, you still have to do it even though you didn't cross your heart?
Brooke, I don't want to go to Wits End.
But you promised! And a promise is a promise.
Oh, come on.
Well, hello, Eric. Brooke, it's good to see you two. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
And you, Eric?
Fine.
Eric has a problem.
Quiet, Brooke. Root beer float, please.
Coming right up. So, Eric, what seems to be the problem?
Brooke has a big mouth.
I do not.
Brooke didn't have to say a word. With such a long look on your face, I figured something's the matter. And there's blood on your lip.
Oh, yeah. I kind of got myself into a big mess.
Brooke, why don't you go ask Connie to help you find Eric a cold cloth, huh?
Okay.
So, Eric, what's the matter?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain.
That seems to be common among problems, doesn't it? Always being so problematic.
Yeah, especially this one.
Well, this wouldn't have anything to do with you not playing tomorrow, would it?
How'd you know?
Oh, things have a way of getting around. Must be something really important to keep you away. I know how much you love to play.
Not only that, if we win our next game, we go to the playoffs. The whole team is mad at me. I don't blame them, but I have to keep my promise.
I'll assume you've done everything you can to figure this out.
Oh, yes. You see, Miss... Well, this person really needs my help. She can't move all of her stuff by herself.
Has to move out, huh? Did she ask you to help?
Are you kidding? Not her. I almost had to force her to take my help. She didn't have anyone else to turn to.
Well, Eric, it sounds like a tough situation, but I think you're doing the right thing. I know how hard it can be to sacrifice something that's so important. You've done the honorable thing.
Honorable.
That's right, honorable.
Here you go, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, thank you, Brooke. Here, Eric, wipe your mouth with this. There you go. I'll think about your problem some more and see if I can come up with something before tomorrow.
But what can I...
Eric, remember one thing. You're doing what's right.
I'll remember. I'm here, Mrs. Phillips.
Eric, what are you doing here?
I'm here to help you move.
No.
What?
You heard me. Why didn't you tell me you had a soccer game today? I should have never let you come.
It's all right. You don't have anyone else to help you, and I promised that I would.
No. No, I can't let you do that. You need to go on to your game.
Mrs. Phillips, you can't move all this stuff by yourself. Besides, it's too late now anyway. I've made my decision, and the team is going on without me.
It's all my fault.
No, it isn't. I want to help you. I'm here now. Where do we start?
Now, who could that be? John Whitaker.
Hi.
Mr. Whitaker, what are you doing here?
Well, I've come to help out.
But how?
Mrs. Phillips, I want you to know that Eric kept his word. He didn't tell.
But how'd you know?
I figured it all out myself. You see, Eric, Mrs. Phillips has been cleaning my shop for a couple of months now. She told me a couple of weeks ago about having to move, but insisted she had it all taken care of. When you told me about your conflict, I put all the pieces together.
But, Whit, you're in no shape to lift anything.
That's why I brought some help. Come on in, guys!
Yeah!
What's going on? What are you guys doing here?
Well, I figured between the 30 of us, we ought to have this place moved in just a couple of hours and still be in time for the game.
You guys are crazy. You'll be too worn out for the game.
Nonsense!
Coach Brian, what are you
and
doing?
And move this small to be like a warm-up, right, team?
Yeah! I can't believe this.
Why didn't you tell me, Eric? You had me worried. If I'd known what this was all about, we could have worked it out.
I'm afraid it's all my fault. I made Eric promise not to tell. My pride.
How will people know you need help unless you say so?
I know. I'm sorry for causing such a mess.
Oh, it's all right. There's plenty of help now.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you all.
All right, men. We've got work to do. Hustle, hustle, hustle.
Yeah,
because we're who?
Odyssey.
I can't hear you.
Odyssey.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, guys, you can do it.
Wit?
They played a great game, haven't they? You've got to credit their teamwork.
What?
The team. I was saying that they played like a true team today. They really played well together.
Wit, I want to thank you for all your help today.
Oh, it wasn't me. It was Eric. Thanks for teaching him an important lesson.
Me teach him a lesson? No, Wit. I'm the one who learned the lesson. I never realized how kind people can be when there are problems.
If you give them the chance. Sometimes all you have to do is ask.
Helping others, even if it means giving up something that's important, is one of the greatest things a Christian can ever do. The second chapter in the book of James says, "Our faith is useless if we don't do good deeds." Reaching out to people in need is a wonderful way to show how real our faith is. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Game of Compassion was written by Jeff White and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineers were Mark Drury and Dave Arnold. And our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.